This goes to Richelle, R-I-C-H-E-L-E, Macht, M like Mary, A-C-H-T, F like Frank, N like November, P like Practice. Fax 989-463-1534. Regarding Randy Rummer, R-U-M-M like Mary, E-R. Date of birth 7/16/1958. Dear Miss Macht, this is a face-to-face follow-up visit for Mr. Rummer with stage 4 chronic kidney disease, hypertension, diabetic nephropathy, and history of nephrotic range proteinuria. His last visit was July 7th of this year. He's had no hospitalizations or procedures since his last visit. His blood pressure has been very high, though, and he has been started on carvedilol, a 6.25 milligram twice a day. And the systolic blood pressure was ranging between 200 and 220, over 100. And since he started the carvedilol, now it is in the 170s, over 80s at home. He's having no symptoms. Even when the blood pressure was extremely high, he denies any headaches, dizziness, or visual changes. He denies nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena. Urine is clear with adequate urination, no cloudiness or blood, no chest pain or palpitations. He has some dyspnea on exertion, which is stable, none at rest, no cough, wheezing, or sputum production, no edema. Medications, in addition to the carvedilol, he's also on lisinopril, 40 milligram daily, and amlodipine is 10 milligram daily. He takes Tylenol, 500 milligram, up to twice a day as needed for pain, and aspirin, 81 milligram, but not every day, several times a week. Physical exam, weight is 190 pounds, pulse 70. Blood pressure, left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 174 over 84. Neck is supple. There's no jugular venous distension, no lymphadenopathy. Lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen soft, non-tender, no ascites. He does have 1+ ankle edema bilaterally. Most recent lab studies were done October 25th of 2022. Creatinine was higher at that time. Previous two numbers were 3.2 and 3.1. This one was 3.6. Estimated GFR is 17. Albumin is 3.6. Corrected calcium is 8.3. Electrolytes, sodium of 137, potassium 5.0, carbon dioxide 23, phosphorus is 4.8. His hemoglobin is 10.5 with a normal white count and a normal platelets. Assessment and plan, stage 4 chronic kidney disease with uncontrolled hypertension is most likely the suspected cause. And diabetic nephropathy. The patient will continue to have start having labs done monthly. We've asked him to do that, but he's only been doing them every 3 months. And I impressed on him the importance of doing labs monthly for us, especially with the increased creatinine that recently occurred. He's to follow a low-salt diabetic diet and avoid the use of oral non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs for pain. He's going to be rechecked by this practice in the next 3 to 4 months. He was taught what the signs of uremia are, including nausea and vomiting, changes in shortness of breath, worsening of edema, itching, excessive new bruising, mental status changes. He's not having any of those symptoms currently, but we'll call if anything occurs in that range of symptoms. And the patient and his wife verbalized understanding. Mary Stunner, CNT/Jose Fuente, MD.